Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweets Brasky Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are.
What the heck is going on with this little spot?
All right, well, stop it. Okay. So today, there are a whole bunch of holidays. I did just count them, and I already forgot the number. So let me check one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 2 more than usual. Actually, 3 more than usual. I think the average holidays, the average number of holidays a day for the whole entire year, I think it would be like around 4 or 6, which is pretty average to me. I find that weirdly accurate. I think that might be accurate. I'm not positive. But let me tell you all the holidays that are going on today for June 6, 2016. And if you're not familiar, it is a weird digit, a weird day for this year. It is 6-6-2016. What up? So, of all the holidays, there is, thank God, it's Monday Day, Atheist Pride Day, D-Day, which I still don't understand, Drive-In Movie Day, National Applesauce Cake Day. Ooh, that sounds really good. National Gardening Exercise Day. Yay! National Hunger Awareness Day. Ooh, that sounds like a good holiday. National Yo-Yo Day. Woohoo! And, of course, Russian Language Day. Now, I should have done my research, but I didn't. I was going to right before the show started, but I was distracted. So the... wait a minute. What are you doing? There we go. Gave me the wrong link. Yes, translate. I clicked on the Russian one and everything was in Russian. Okay, so today is Russian Language Day, the birthday of Alexander Pushkin. Ooh. Okay, that explains a lot. No, do not show original. Everything would be in Russian. I cannot read Russian. Sorry, everyone. All right, so June 6th, the day of the great Russian poet A.S. Pushkin, in the framework of the Program of Supports and Development of Multilingualism and Cultural Diversity, the UN celebrates the Day of the Russian Language. One of the goals of this program to maintain the equality of all 6 official UN languages: English, Arabic, Spanish, Chinese, Russian, and French. Ooh. So wait, when's the French Language Day? When's that one? March 20th. Ooh. April 20th is Chinese. April 23rd is English. Birth of William Shakespeare. Ooh, I did not know that. October 12th is Spanish. Dia de la Hispanidad. Hispanic culture, really. And December 18th is Day of the Arabic Language, the day of the approval of the 1973 decision to include Arabic among the official and working languages of the General Assembly and its main committees. Interesting. That's pretty cool, though. So today you get to celebrate Russian language. I should probably email this to a friend of mine because she actually lives in Russia. No, she lives in Romania. And I suppose they do speak Russian in Romania. I don't know. Anywho, gee golly, I don't know which holiday to support today. Oh, wait, I know who I'm actually going to support, too. Well, actually, a lot of these I really like. I think I'm just going to pick 2, though, considering. because I really like the gardening exercise day. I really like the hunger awareness day. I used to have a yo-yo. I don't know if I still do or not. Actually, wait, I think I do. Do you guys know how to do tricks with your with any of the yo-yos you used to have? Pretty cool, huh? I remember being able to walk the dog. I don't think I could do the Eiffel Tower. I could do if the yo-yo was still in my hand. I got so many games. It's unbelievable. But I don't think I have my yo-yo anymore. I do have the Wheel of Fortune handheld.
Ooh.
Yeah, I still have the Wheel of Fortune handheld game. I think I might actually play that if I have the right batteries. I think the batteries might be dead. Actually, you know what? Let's find out. Yeah, the batteries are dead. That's hilarious. Actually, I do want to find out what kind of batteries these use. Can you open for me, please? It won't open. Whee! Oh, there is stuff stuck in here. Whoa, that's a lot of junk. That's a lot of junk. All right, will that open now? Why won't this thing open? Actually, you know what? While I'm working on this, why don't I just go ahead and play some music? Because now it's really frustrating me. So I'm going to go ahead and the first two, I'm actually starting a new set of music instead of just playing random songs from YouTube and all that. Yeah, something's in my mouth. So the set I am playing for you is from the Singers and Songwriters 1970 through 1971, Disc 1. A friend of mine actually has a whole bunch of CDs, and she let me burn them onto my computer. Super awesome. So here we go. The first two songs are by Rod Stewart and Carol King. Probably not familiar with those names, but if you are, you're awesome. I love you.
There'll be good times again for me and you, but we just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved
that music earlier. I got the game working. Oh my gosh, there was so much junk in that thing. Let's see. Not the batteries were not only dead, but there was rust and junk covered everywhere. Man, I had to like slam that thing a couple times. If you heard anything in the background, that was me trying to fix the Wheel of Fortune handheld game. Oh my gosh, that was a lot of mess. I'm glad I did it though, because I know I'm going to be playing that again. Oh man. All right, so that was something to help in support of National Yo-Yo Day, even though I couldn't find any of my yo-yos. I probably got rid of them at some point. If not, they're probably hidden from sight. All right, so what else is going on? If you're just now tuning in, welcome to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, and I am talking about different holidays that happen every day of the year. Unfortunately, I only do my radio shows on Mondays and Fridays, so on Mondays, I only get to celebrate the Monday holidays. Today there are 9 holidays going on. Surprise, surprise. It is Atheist Pride Day, D-Day, Drive-In Movie Day, National Applesauce Cake Day, National Gardening Exercise Day, National Hunger Awareness Day. If you actually know someone who is hungry, or if you've been driving past someone who has that homeless sign, just go ahead and at least give them some food. Don't give them money because you don't know what they're going to do with it. National Yo-Yo Day, as I just stated before reading all this to you guys. And, of course, Russian Language Day. And that is because it is a Russian poet's birthday. What did it say? Translate, please. Russian poet Alexander Pushkin. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I probably should read one of his quotes, but So I don't know if I want to support Atheist Pride Day. One of the reasons being because I'm not 100% atheist. I guess I should say I'm 25% atheist. Because I was raised to have Christian beliefs. I was raised in a Christian family. But I've learned that I've had to do things my own way. I've learned that I need the support of peoples. I need of actual people. I still believe in God. I still believe he's out there answering people's prayers. Just not mine. At least not 100% of the time. I know he's answered at least a couple of my prayers, but just not showing it completely to me. I'm sure there's some sort of line or fate going on with God and me, but I don't know where it's going. in all honesty, I do have faith in God. I just don't want to depend on God, because that's an entire belief system that I can't depend on. I don't know if it's ever going to be giving anything to me. I need to see it to believe it, unfortunately. I'm one of those people that needs to see to believe. Even though I still believe in Santa Claus, I still believe in the Tooth Fairy, I still believe in the Easter Bunny. I believe in all those kids' stuff. I'm a kid at heart. Come on, people. You should know me better. All right, so let's see. What time I can at least play two more songs? Should I or should I not? I think that might actually be it. Be sure to celebrate at least one of those holidays, if not multiple. If you can celebrate multiple holidays, if that's going on today, that's awesome. Oh, one of those holidays was, thank God, it's Monday. I forgot to say that. Thank God it's Monday. Ooh, ooh. Atheist Pride Day, D-Day, Drive-In Movie Day. There's like a whole bunch of holidays that goes on every day. And you can actually check these holidays if you want on the website checkiday.com. You can always check it out. It's checkiday.com, C-H-E-C-K-I, the letter I, D-A-Y.com. You can check it out. There's a bunch of holidays that you can celebrate. If not, you can just share it with other people. I think it's really cool. And I've been doing this for the past month and a half, I believe, if not 2 months. I'm super psyched, and I'm going to keep doing this because I think it's really cool. Everyone should be aware of all these different and weird holidays, even the normal ones that are – even the normal ones can be a little weird, like D-Day. I still don't understand what D-Day is. I've even looked it up, and I can slightly understand it, but it still makes no sense to me. So I think that is it for me, everyone. I think I'm going to go ahead and go and play two songs instead of one, just because I think these songs are super cool. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit saying goodbye with – I never did say those songs. The songs that I played earlier were Maggie May by Rod Stewart and It's Too Late by Carole King. Sorry. And I am saying goodbye with Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin and What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Bye, everyone.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling you faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon and my dirty red bandana. I sang soft while Bobby sang the blues. When she was first harping time, I told Bobby tonight we sang every song that Javi knew.
Nothing. That's all that bothers.
for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
Brother, there's far too many.